From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. President Obama just wrapped up his primetime news conference. It was, as expected, largely about health care and the administration's plans to overhaul the nation's health care system. For help parsing what we just heard, I'm joined first by NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. And Ron, the president has been clear that he wants a health care bill on his desk by the fall. Actually, he wants it earlier than that even. But what exactly he wants in that bill is not as clear. Did he offer any new specifics tonight?
Madeline, the president has never had a detailed plan of his own. He's been leaving that up to the Congress, setting out a few principles for things he wanted to see, moving towards full coverage, not adding to the deficit, and a fair amount of substance beyond that. And we heard the president go back over a number of those substantive points tonight, if not necessarily offering new specifics. The president did say that the August deadline that he had previously spoken of was something that could obviously slip a bit if the bill needed a little more time. I think the White House is privately acknowledging now that August is going to have to be a pressure-building time as opposed to a victory lap. We might have a bill out of the House. We probably will not have a bill out of the Senate. And the president expects pressure to build on the Senate during the August recess. But the main point the president wanted to make tonight was that doing nothing was not an option. Here's what he had to say about what would happen if nothing were accomplished.
If somebody told you that there is a plan out there that is guaranteed to double your health care costs over the next 10 years, that's guaranteed to result in more Americans losing their health care, and that is by far the biggest contributor to our federal deficit, I think most people would be opposed to that. Well, that's the status quo. That's what we have right now.
Ron, according to a recent Washington Post ABC News poll, American support for the president's handling of health care has dipped below 50%. And he was really talking to the American people tonight. This was a primetime news conference. Do you think he changed any minds tonight?
I think he may have changed some minds tonight, if only because he's returned his focus now to this issue. He has been, of course, traveling abroad. He's been on all the rest of his agenda in recent weeks and months. And he has brought the focus down to this in the last couple of weeks, specifically tonight. I think for people who were watching tonight, this was a fairly persuasive performance.
I understand how easy it is for this town to become consumed in the game of politics, to turn every issue into a running tally of who's up and who's down. I've heard that one Republican strategist told his party that even though they may want to compromise, it's better politics to go for the kill. Another Republican senator that defeating health care reform is about breaking me.
You know, but before the president was finished tonight, Madeline, he wanted to make the point that he also was hoping to have some Republicans on the bill. He expects Democrats, but he also wants to have some Republicans on the bill so that it can be characterized as bipartisan.
Right. You mentioned the Democrats. He needs those blue dog Democrats, the conservative Democrats. What did he say to them tonight?
What he said to them tonight is, you can stand with me on this. The people are going to be with you. The people do not want to stay with the status quo. You do not have to fear that this is going to add to the deficit, which I think is really the main concern for most of the blue dogs. It's really about the cost. It's really about the lack of cost containment. He's arguing to them that they will bend down the cost curve over the long haul. Haven't done it yet, but they'll get that done in negotiations. And that the option of doing nothing that is seemingly more comfortable, always the default position for everyone, is not really going to get them out of the woods, is not going to be more politically popular for them in their own reelection bids next year.
And finally, he did take a few questions that weren't about health care, the last question being about the arrest of Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates Jr. And what did he say about that?
He tried to hold it at arm's length. He tried to say, I wasn't there. I don't know the facts. You have to understand that Skip Gates is a friend of mine. And he tried to hold it at arm's length. But before it was over, he had said that the police in this case, by arresting a man who had been in his own home, acted stupidly. That's going to come back. We're going to hear a lot about that particular adverb.
All right. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, thank you very much.
You, Madeline.